English writer Martin Amis stirred up reviewers and readers this summer when he published Yellow Dog, his first novel in 5 years. Now that the book has appeared in the U.S., American readers can see why. Alan Chews has a review.
What's all the fuss? Well, Martin Amis goes down and dirty in this new satirical take on contemporary British life with a story set a little ways into the future. In Amis's rather despicable England, the country's populated by what one character calls high IQ morons. There's a new king, Henry IX, with an adolescent daughter named Victoria, who's the central figure in a softcore porn video that may soon be circulating throughout the nation, and there are violence-prone footballers, tabloid journalists who'll stop at nothing for a down-and-dirty story, and a lovely husband and father named Zan Mio, who undergoes a psychological sea change after a blow to the head and nearly destroys himself and his family in the process. Amis tells his story in a jumpy, jangly prose, peppered with aphorisms and swelled by the opposing rhythms of dozens of different voices. It's the voices that make up the best part of the book. Voices from the kings to the king's handlers to that of an underworld kingpin, the man responsible for bopping Zan Mio on the noggin, and newspaper writers and editors and airline pilots and call girls, the crazed alcoholic footballers and horny emailers. All of this is beautifully done, but vileness beautifully done is still vile. So for all of its energy, and it's got tons of it, the book sooner rather than later sinks under the weight of its own scorn.
The book is Yellow Dog by Martin Amis. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.